Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.la and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, that is not just TJ, that's Coach TJ to y'all.
That's what you look like. Coach, I like it.
Yeah, I look like a coach.
You do.
I like that look.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever a coach when you were younger?
Yeah.
What did you coach?
Football and baseball. When I was still, maybe I was a year out of high school. I may have still been a senior in the spring after I'd finished with football. I went and helped coach the middle school football team. And that's when they all were trying to get me to go to college, all the other coaches and everything, trying to get me to go to college to be a coach. And then, you know, I decided that I was going to forego the football scholarship and become a coach, and then decide to take a theater scholarship and become an actor.
An actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. You know, that's the choice that faces so many young athletes today.
Sure.
Right. Should I be an actor or should I be an athlete?
Should I be a thespian?
Yeah.
You could see a Bill Belichick getting up on stage and reciting some what is it? Shakespeare?
Yeah. I would fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, this worked out better for you anyway.
Well,
it sure did.
It did for a while.
It did for a while.
Had a pretty good run.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now I'm just proud to get a new shirt off a gift card my mother and father-in-law gave me for Christmas.
Heck yeah.
I've been saving it all that time.
There's nothing bad because it's a free shirt. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Better.
And y'all ought to feel it. It's so soft.
Oh, is it like a silky material or is it?
Yeah. Cause you know, I like cotton. It's the fabric of our lives still in my opinion. But it's so hard to find a full cotton shirt now, especially a polo.
Like this.
And but yeah, it looks like the ones the coaches wear. So
I like it. Well, put me in the game, coach.
But LSU this week is playing my college where I attended, called Louisiana Tech University. It's spelled Tech University though.
Tech.
Like catch D Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the outlook for LSU? They're gonna win that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're supposed to, but you never know with LSU.
Sure.
But I was going to say, my college, Louisiana Tech, has fantastic uniforms.
Oh, what are they? What color?
They're almost like, they're kind of like the Buffalo Bills. Those
okay. Colors.
Yeah, they're really cool. It's a bright blue and a red and a white. Yeah.
So it's like American colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
True Americans right there.
Right. But yeah, LSU could lose any game they play. It doesn't matter. They're known for playing to their competition.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And what is the Tech for in Louisiana? Like, it's technically a college. Like, what are they saying with Tech?
Yeah, it's an engineer school.
Technology. It's a lot
of big, you know, kind of like UNC Charlotte is big for engineering programs and all.
Yeah.
That's what Louisiana Tech is known for.
Dorks.
Yeah.
What nerds. Push your glasses up.
Yeah.
Actually, you really do wear glasses. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I'm a nerd. It's because I'm old.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.la and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't remember whether we've talked about this or not, but have I told y'all about the things that are decorating the production director's production room at the radio station where I work at night?
No.
Okay. So basically I'm talking about the person I'm talking about. He's very cool. But he does what Tech D Rob does basically. Okay. And, he said that I can use his, it's called Production Studio, when I go in before my show, if the little, abandoned conference room is locked that I usually use. So I went in there the first time and I looked and it's neat as a pin. The place is neat as a pin. So he's not like Rob when it comes to that. Yeah. But the decor in his little room would tell me that the stereotype for that person, that that position at a radio station or on a radio show is nerd. You know how Tech D Rob is a nerd with all the Star Wars stuff and the Dungeons and Dragons and everything. Yeah. Here is a picture of what decorates this production studio of the guy at the other radio station. Regan's is pulling it up on the screen. If you want to see it, you can go to YouTube and Spotify, all that stuff, wherever you watch podcasts. You see what that is?
Oh,
those are elaborate Star Trek spaceships and stuff.
Oh,
like, and they, he puts them together,
I guess.
And he builds them.
Mm-hmm. So, even though it's not Star Wars, like Rob, it's Star Trek.
What's the difference there?
Well, they're two different shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, there's another one. It's a sign that is up, something that I guess that is part of his life as well. And it reads like a street sign, and it's pulling up now on the screen and taking a minute. There it is. Disc golf, like disc golf drive.
Oh, okay. All right. That's like Frisbee golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so remember when that nerd place used to advertise with us and Rob did their endorsements and Alexis was down there learning how to play those, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and all of that.
Yeah.
Remember they also had a big disc golf part of their store.
Right. I forgot about that.
So, you know, my point is that while there's nothing wrong with it, I actually enjoy a little bit of disc golf, a little bit I've played. There is a stereotype of the production technical person of radio shows and station.
Sure.
It's like you're speaking a foreign language. I don't know what anything that you Star Trek, disc golf, Star Wars.
You don't know what Star Wars is, Lindsay?
I do. I guess I just don't know. So Star Trek is a different, like about something different.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was a television series in the 60s and in the 70s. And then they did remakes of it and movies of it and all that. So,
okay.
Most of the time you're either one or the other, Star Trek versus Star Wars. And they kind of beef with each other, I think.
Who, what team are you on?
I am on Star Nothing. I'm on Star Jones.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So my dad's name is Tom, and my dad is kind of famous on this show for telling us stories about his past that we learned later on were not true. One of those examples was I grew up thinking my dad made the first Big Mac at McDonald's because he worked as an employee at a McDonald's in Chicago, the first McDonald's in the country, I believe. And just to refresh your memory, here's what my dad said about making the first Big Mac.
I was on the shift that made the first Big Mac in McDonald's history. Now, you know, hey, it's not a big deal, but it was one that I believe to be still accurate. I was there. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, all on a sesame seed bun, I think is what it was.
So we learned later that the Big Mac had been made many years before my dad ever worked at the McDonald's. I think it was like a decade or more.
But he did make one.
Yeah, exactly. He's not remembering the facts correctly. He probably did make a Big Mac.
It may have been the first one at that location.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but he, you would think like the guy that makes the first Big Mac, he's going to be a famous person. Well, the actual most famous person in fast food is a guy named Tom Ryan. You ever heard of Tom Ryan?
Mm-mm. No.
Tom Ryan got a PhD in food science in college, and he went to work for Pillsbury. And they wanted him to work on their pizza crust dough that they were working on at the time. He perfected it. And guess who saw that? Pizza Hut. They hired Tom Ryan, and the COO said, we've done everything we can do with pizza. We don't know what else to do. And Tom Ryan said, why don't you stuff cheese inside the crust? Tom Ryan is the creator of the stuffed crust pizza.
Thank you, Tom. Hmm.
Thank you, Tom. That's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
You're not a big fan.
It's my fave.
So he goes on to bring in breadsticks and chicken wings to Pizza Hut. He's done all these things. Then he gets hired by McDonald's, and he goes on to create the McGriddle, the McFlurry, and the extra value menu at McDonald's. I mean,
he's a hero, a true American hero.
Truly.
Well, I'm a little disappointed because I thought you were going to say he was Ryan of Ryan's Steakhouse.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
There is one more twist to the story. So he ends up working for McDonald's, introduces these incredible items, and then he goes to work for Quiznos. Wasn't as much of a success there, but he went on to co-found Smashburger. He is the co-founder of Smashburger, which now has 400 locations around the United States, and putting a cherry on top of this fast food career. Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
I bet he can afford to go on vacation in North Myrtle.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Not South, North.
I hope he gets paid for that stuff. Do you think that's a well-paid position?
I would think. Yeah. I would think it is, yeah.
Do you think he gets a cut of how many sell of whatever he creates?
I doubt it. Mm-hmm. I doubt it. I bet when you go into work for those big restaurants, they're like, whatever you work on here, that's you get a salary. I think that's about as deep as it gets.
Well, I know the man who created the Happy Meal, and he made some money from somewhere.
Yeah.
Because he had it, yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at aquila.la and the deals page at tjriggins.com.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, something big is happening with me later this morning. The head engineer from the other radio job that I have is coming here to my home studio to be able to hook up a device, a delicious device, to where I can do my night show from home whenever I need to. That's not going to be an every night thing, but like when they have these basketball games or when they have this, they run this coaches show and all of that during football season. And I'm only on from, you know, like say 8 to 9, then I can do it from home. I don't have to drive all the way in there and do 1 hour and then all that. So, he did one piece of the puzzle already. And then he said, send me a picture of what all you have in your home studio. And then I'll see if I can tell you how to hook it up. And, that didn't work because he said, I need to come out there. So he's coming today and I'm really excited. I've been trying to get this going for a long time. So what are the odds that it gets, since it's me, what are the odds that it actually works out today like it's supposed to work? And then by the time he leaves, I'm able to just go on the air from here onto that radio station.
What are the odds? Lindsay, what are the odds, Lindsay?
I think you're going to miss like one little piece or something's one little thing's not going to work and it's going to explode the whole thing. He's going to come out there for nothing.
Right. And it's going to knock out everything that we use for our show too, probably is what I'm thinking. With anybody else, it would just be in, out, boom, you're ready to go. But I don't have good luck with these situations.
Yeah, the number is zero. The odds, that's the answer. The number is zero. It's not going to work. I guarantee it.
Do we plan to meet earlier in the morning? Because I feel like this is going to shut everything down.
It just may be the two of you.
I think so.
The next show. I don't know. I'm thinking that, I think he'll come in and I'm pretty sure probably within 10 minutes, he'll say, it's not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yep. And I hear that a lot when somebody's working on my stuff. Wonder why it did that. Or it's not supposed to do that. Or the other way and go, it's supposed to be working now.
Yep.
Well, let's pray for like no fires, no electrical situations.
Yeah, and none of it will be his fault, is what I'm saying. It's just my fault for being a jinx when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You're a jinx.
Right.
Are you going to get out of his way and just let him do his work, or are you going to like hover over his shoulder?
No, I'm not hovering. I'll stand here in case he needs something. Like if he says, do you have a this or that, then I'll be here to say no.
Yeah. Or maybe just get him some beverages.
You have a crescent wrench? No.
Yeah. Don't even think about it.
The most basic tools. If you ask me if I have them, I'm going to go somewhere out in the garage, but I'm not sure. Or I go, what does that look like?
Yeah.
So we'll find out, I guess. It'll be something to check back with.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila. And they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.LA and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, you said yesterday your daughter's school had you working like you're an employee, but not paying you?
Yes.
What sound like to me?
I am an unpaid employee at her school. Every parent in kindergarten has a job. Okay.
Yeah.
I am lunchroom coordinator / admin assistant. Guess what that means? Anything they need. So I went to the school 7 a.m. They don't start until 8:15. Decorated the whole class because it's a birthday. Went over to next door to have a coordinator meeting with K through 5 parents. That's kindergarten to fifth grade. So what I learned in this is that it's not going to end.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
Because you're going to be doing it all the way until your son gets out of the fifth grade.
Correct. And that is, he's 3. So if you do some math, I don't know, a long damn time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fun.
And, but is it fun doing it? Do you enjoy the camaraderie with the other moms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anybody yet. So I think I'll get there to where I'm like, Hey girl, like, you know, but I'm not there yet.
Okay.
The only thing I was interested in was cheer day. And that's where you teach the kindergartner girls a cheer and they cheer at the high school basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And but so you're going to help with that?
That's all I wanted to help with. But now I'm helping with that. I'm in charge of getting everyone to lunch room volunteer every day, and birthday parties and every other party.
So you have to do lunch every day at the school?
I'm in charge of sending out a sign-up genius for people to sign up on their days. And if it's missing, I have to go out and get them.
Okay. Well, what happens if a mom just doesn't sign up for anything?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't
get kicked out.
There are moms that have jobs that that don't allow, which I think as far as I know, this job, right, is going to that level. That's what I told them. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be an all day radio show, guys. Sorry.
So if you've got a job that's pressing and you can't get out of work, you just pay more, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it typically works. At least when I was in private school, that's how it worked. You could pay to get out of that stuff. And sometimes it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we should do a 24-hour show now? So I can get out.
I think you should just do take a little love offering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GoFundMe. That would be great. You throw up a GoFundMe to help you pay off your kid's private school so you don't have to go volunteer.
Yeah. Here, let me just slide you a little something for your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People would be all into that, I'm sure.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Lunch Lady Lindsay. Love it.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at aquila.la and the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. Get ready for a Lindsay reaction.
I'm ready.
With this story. This is in Australia. There is I don't know what they call little daycare facilities, but a child went missing from one. Or if you are from the rural South, he came up missing. And the people there are panicking. Obviously the parents shows up to pick up the baby. These are babies too, that we're talking about. Oh. And then they do some investigation. They start reaching out to all the other parents and asking if they know anything about it. And what had happened was a grandfather went in to pick up his grandson and they were all sleeping. So he went, it was kind of dark. He picked up his grandson and he was having a hard time with the car seat. You know how grandpas can be, especially if they're new grandfathers, they don't know how to do the car seat. So he was trying to mess with that. And he finally got it done, got home, took his grandson out of the car, took him in, and then just started cuddling him and holding him because he was asleep. That's why he didn't even notice that he had the wrong child.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bless it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be mad, but like, oh my God.
So I guess they're a little bit upset with the facility. people who weren't paying better attention than that.
That's who you're frustrated with. Yeah. You don't want your kid being at that school.
Yeah. But the grandfather did not, he was just an accident. He wasn't trying to harm the kid or anything.
Yeah.
But I mean, imagine your dad when your daughter, his first grandchild, your brother's kids, and he's trying to get him as a baby into the car seat by himself.
Right.
You probably get a little frustrated with it and all that.
Yeah.
Your dad being a federal agent with detective skills probably would have noticed that it wasn't his grandchild.
I would say yeah. I do think it depends on how old the guy is too. Like, he surely wasn't a young grandfather, right? I mean.
Well, it could have been. I mean, I don't know.
Like, Riggins, would your dad notice?
No. No, I mean, it's dark. I totally see how this could happen.
I don't, but.
Well, I can too. I mean, you're right. Especially if he's older. Now, your dad's not old, Riggins, but you know, you think grandpa, you automatically think of an older guy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop doing that, you know, because like the guy that works for me at night on my show is 24. And his dad is younger than I am.
Oh. So,
you know, you start thinking about that in a different perspective. And a lot of my friends that I went to school with and all, their grandparents already. Yeah. So, and I could easily be, my daughter's 25. She could have already been married and had a kid. I could be a grandfather. So I try not to think of grandparents now as being old and feeble.
Right. But you all automatically go there with this scenario because you're like, okay, he's like 85. He can't really see. Maybe he's, you know.
Then you picture Joe Biden going in and picking up a baby.
Exactly.
Just walking out with, let's get some ice cream.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila. And they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.LA and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, everybody's talking about that dang old Powerball, that lottery. That next drawing for the Powerball happens on Saturday evening. The jackpot now up to $1.7 billion, I think is what it is. So the third largest jackpot in history and on the way to becoming the, you know, the biggest jackpot in history, $1.7 billion.
And you know what's sad now? The discussions about it have become, do you think it's going to be a California person that wins? Because the winners all seem to come from with those big jackpots, come from either, I say, California or New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the two largest jackpots have both been won by people in California. Mm-hmm. The biggest jackpot ever, I think was $2.3 billion. And the second highest was $1.8 billion, I believe. So this is the third largest. And a lot of, you know, the jackpot gets really high around this time because so many more people are buying tickets, people that don't normally play the lottery.
And it's, I think they're prejudiced against Southern people. That seems obvious in so many ways.
So in my obvious. Opinion. Yeah.
They won't let none of us win it.
It's not fair.
Because I've been playing the lottery a lot lately, and I haven't won any big jackpots.
But true. You did win a small one.
I know. That's all they'll allow us to win.
Yeah.
The little piddling amounts.
$7 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Five below. That's what.
And I found out a lot of people are using AI to pick their numbers. They're actually typing in saying, we know that the lottery is random, but use all the data from previous jackpots and make an educated guess about the best numbers to win the upcoming jackpot. An incredible amount of people are relying on ChatGPT and other AI bots to help them pick their numbers. Is that weird or does that make sense?
No, I just say, why not?
Yeah.
You know, it's as good as any other method that you're going to use, like, you know, everybody in your family's birthday and.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another method of trying to get an edge or figure it out.
And don't they say if you pick your numbers, you have a better chance of winning? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's a lot of work. I mean, is $1.7 billion really worth that 5 minutes that it takes to fill out that little sheet with your numbers and then all that? Never. Right. Went in yesterday and I told the lady, I have three Powerball tickets, please. But only one of them has to be a winner. Oh, that was a knee slapper there.
What'd she say?
She said, all right, that's $6.
All right, get out of here.
Stop. I'm in stitches. Please stop.
Haven't heard that one today.
Now, I know, TJ, you've been buying lottery tickets. Lindsay, is there a jackpot big enough that would make you want to go get a lottery ticket?
No, clearly, because, I mean, this is pretty big and I haven't.
No. Okay.
I mean, I want to. It's just that I don't.
Sure. Yeah. Totally understandable. It's not for everybody.
I mean, she'll park and walk into the busiest mall in town to get a free sample of whatever Clinique has this week.
Yeah. But I can't bring myself.
Just pull into a gas station and buy a lottery ticket.
It's so true. I'll do some crazy things, but
it's a lot of work, it seems.
A lot of work. So,
good luck to anybody who's playing. The next drawing is tomorrow night for the $1.7 billion jackpot. We've got a ton of messages in the last couple of days about one topic we discussed earlier this week, and I need to apologize. I will do that coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.la and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, I look like a real idiot this week, and I'll tell you why coming up in just a second. But first, the week in review coming up in just a few minutes. I'm going to recap everything for you, everything that happened in the world of TJ and Riggins Show, as well as everything that happened in the world of pop culture, all in one unique original song that I perform every Friday. So we will do that in just a few minutes. Earlier this week, we were discussing that it is fair season, and state fairs happen in August, September, October usually. And we were talking about TJ's friend Jenny. And her, he calls her little friend Jenny because she's small. She's a small thing. And her mom goes to the state fair when it's in town every day for lunch. And she's a, you know, she's still in, she still works, right?
Oh, yeah. 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 She's a partner in an accounting firm.
So she leaves work and goes to the fair for lunch. And that has always just fascinated me. We learned about this years ago. And I want to know, like, what she's eating. Well, we have been inundated with messages on social media over the last 48 hours or so since we first discussed that, mostly from with people from South Carolina. I did not know that the fairgrounds surround William Bryce Stadium. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, at the college, yeah.
At in Columbia, the Gamecocks. And that's the state fairgrounds surround the stadium. So apparently during college football season on a Saturday, you can go to the fair, you can tailgate, and then you go into the game. And they said the excitement is just electric when those you know, those paths cross. You can do all these great things. But then
that sounds like a great time.
It's a great way to spend a Saturday. Go to the fair, see some college football, have a bunch of cocktails out in the parking lot. That sounds amazing. Well, Melanie, our friend on Facebook, sent us a message and said, you can actually buy tickets to the fair. It's called the Lunch Bunch Pass, and it's very popular in South Carolina. A lot of people are going to the fair just for lunch.
Wow.
And we also got other messages from people saying, yeah, no, we have soups, and we have breads, and we have hamburgers and hot dogs. So it's not all what she called carny food.
Oh. Mm.
Regular food. So we have.
See, I want the fair food. If it's only here a week, like.
Yeah, and that's why little friend Jenny's mom goes, is that she wants fair food. Carny food is what she wants.
She wants the elephant ear, the funnel cake kind of stuff.
Because why would you go sit at a fairgrounds and eat what you could eat inside of a sports bar or something?
That's right.
You know, or a regular restaurant.
I get that as well. Well, we have been invited to the South Carolina State Fair, and Jenny and her mom are also invited in case we want to make that little trip down south. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally down for that. What I also found out is that carny is now a derogatory term. Because I was corrected because I had used that word, and somebody said, you better not use that word around anybody that actually works at a fair. They do not like it.
Well, thank God the chance of my using it around someone who works at the fair are very slim.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I mean, they're only in town for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to, you know, make bonding friendships and relationships with them.
And you don't hang out at the fair. Well, that could be.
He might have the opportunity with the South Carolina State Fair. So we'll see.
Anytime we get to go to Columbia, I'm all for it. It's fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Let's do that. Yeah!
All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.la and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday. It's the day that Riggins blesses us with his funny song about everything that's gone on behind the scenes and on in front of the scenes of the TJ Riggins Show and in popular culture. It's called Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. TJ lost another pound and a half. He'll be so proud when this is done. TJ keeps losing all these pounds, and I found every one. Where are you losing them? Roger Goodell says Taylor Swift might be performing at the Super Bowl. Those rumors are not her fault. But, you know, Lindsay might be performing at the Super Bowl. Just take it with a grain of salt. Britney Spears is up to her old tricks again in a way that only Britney can. And when I say old tricks, I mean showing her sphincter on Instagram. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. You know, Lindsay sends me every new reel that Britney Spears posts, and she always goes, "Oh my God, can you believe it?" Like, yeah.
Yeah, I actually can. Yeah.
TJ's LSU Tigers beat Clemson. He must have said a little prayer, amen. But then you ask him if he's excited, and he goes, "They probably can't do it again." You know, I'm ready for some cooler weather. This heat should come with a warning. Because I'm sick of walking around looking like I was bobbing for apples all morning. Just wet all the time. And, you know, every year Jody makes this pumpkin bread. I like it with butter and really hot. And it really is quite a treat. And it would be a shame if she forgot, Jody. That would be terrible. So this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you with the chocolate chips as well, just in case you were thinking about it. Lindsay's son has started preschool. Can't wait to see what he'll become. He's charming and super kind. It's like, where did he get that from?
Rude. His mama.
Yeah. Well, her son and I are kind of alike, and I have evidence that supports. We both have pretty good hair, and we both still poop our shorts. You know, I might have to buy a lottery ticket for the very first time. I don't even know what to say. Do I announce that I'm gross while I'm in line, or do I wait till I'm ready to pay? And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Yeah. So go. Good. Mm-hmm. The crowd goes wild.
So there is a woman on the internet, specifically on TikTok, that is just like TJ. And I can prove it. And we'll get to that coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.la and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a woman on the internet that is just like TJ. She thinks exactly like him. If you can believe it. Because there's only one TJ. As we've learned, nobody really thinks like TJ. No one really acts just like him. But I think this woman is getting pretty close. And TJ, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to play this short clip of a woman who just sent her kids to school. Here, check this out.
I don't care about my kids' grades. Now, that might not make me the teacher's favorite because I really never look at what grades my kids have. I truly don't care. Now, if my kids are passionate about their grades and my kids are excited about their grades, then I am as passionate and as excited as they are. Outside of that, what matters to me is that my kids are doing their best. I care more that they are mentally okay and emotionally okay and passionate about things in life and kind to other people. And those things are not defined by a letter. It doesn't work that way for the rest of life. If my kids have straight C's, a D or two mixed in, and they're good humans, I'm good.
Oh. TJ.
What do you know? Twinsies.
You're going to laugh, but TJ has said that college is not that important.
College, not grade school and in high school.
Right.
But why not? What's the difference?
And plus, I would never, ever use the phrase, they're good humans. I would never say that. That's just ridiculous. But yeah, in college, it's different. I mean, as long as you walk out with that, because I think college, for the most part, is useless, you know, other than just having the degree. They don't, most of the time they don't care what your degree is in, what your grades were in college. They say, do you have a college degree? And you say, yes. And they're like, all right, well, you're eligible for this job.
That's accurate.
You're eligible for this promotion or whatever. So I didn't care whether they, as long as they passed on time and got their degree, it didn't matter to me if they may, if you could pass the class with a D, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And I would tell them that, but it wasn't because I wanted them to concentrate on being kind and good humans. And what's a letter going to, it wasn't that. It was just they get in and get out.
Yes. Don't prolong this.
Built it to where you need to do that. Walk out with that degree. So however you get it, as long as it's not costing me extra, if you fail something and have to take another semester.
That's it. Okay.
But why is that any different than elementary or middle school?
Well, because you got to get your basics in education, and you gotta, you know, you gotta put your, that's where you learn to, you know, dedicate yourself to doing something that is in front of you. And I don't think that school, you know, a lot of it's ridiculous in regular school too. They could cut out a lot of that. And that's why homeschool kids thrive, and they only have to, you know, do say 4 hours of school a day, cause they concentrate on school stuff and not other kinds of crap.
Yeah. Could it also be that, like, you think rules don't apply to you almost? Like, this is how it's done. Why do you have to be different? I mean,
this is how society works. You're supposed to try to do good in school, and your parents are supposed to hold you accountable. I get that as well.
That's been like that for decades and decades, you know.
Plus, I didn't like her old whispery voice.
Yes.
Well, she's trying to be a kind human.
Yeah, she was. Bless.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. I mean, I know I hate to keep, you know, seem like I'm harping on the troubles that Lindsay has with her children. I do like your children. I think they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're funny and they're smart and they're adorable and all that. But you do have your hands full. that you're even having to be a stylist now, hair stylist?
Listen, Delilah Hazel Bloom has cried all summer. I want bangs, Mom. I want bangs. And I'd be like, Dee, you don't want bangs. You don't want bangs. I had bangs. It's a lot of work. It is. I mean, it's a lot of work to maintain them and keep them cut and style them every day. Mm-hmm. They're going to get in your eyes, whatever. Well, yesterday she came home from school in tears. She said, Mom, I have to have bangs or else. I said, or else what? Or else I'm just going to keep crying. I said, okay. Picture day's Monday, mind you. This coming Monday. Like, it's happening soon. I said, Dee, can we just wait till after picture day? No, I need them for picture day. Sit down. I get the kitchen scissors. I say, sit down and don't move. Ooh. I part the hair. I cut them. It takes me like 20, 30 minutes to get them right. I style them. She's like, Mom, I've never looked so beautiful in my life. No, not accurate. They're not that cute. Calm down.
So when you say kitchen scissors, you mean the butcher scissors like that are in the butcher block?
So we just got a new knife butcher block set, mm-hmm. and the scissors haven't been used. So you know what I thought? I thought, you know what? Now's the time. I'm going to use these scissors. They're going to be great scissors because they're like super sharp.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I almost cut an eyelash off. They're big. But we made it through, and she woke up in tears this morning because her sleep had messed them up. And I said, here we go. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The beginning of the, give it 3 days. And they're not cute. I mean, listen, she's cute either way. I love her to death. She's precious. They're not that cute.
Well, I mean, her haircut that she just got this summer was really, really cute. The short haircut, like yeah. Snow White.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. So
it's now it's the same anymore because she's got bangs.
No, you can go to my Instagram and look at it. It's not this, bless her heart.
Oh my God. And why did you just let her like push you around like that? Is it just to like keep the peace? You do that?
Well, you know what? I really don't care. If she wants them, she wants. She's cute to me either way, and she's precious, and she just so. She's never a bad kid. I'm like, you know what? If this is the least of my fine, I got someone pooping their pants every day. Like that's what I got to worry about. I'll cut her some bangs, you know?
Right. But I mean, you can't fault your husband for that though.
for what?
Pooping his pants every day.
Oh, I mean, listen, I got my hands full with him too. Don't get me started. But Brooks is about to be kicked out of preschool for pooping his pants. So, I mean, yeah. You know, pick your battles is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. I got you. That makes sense.
And then you'll always have her first big school picture day, mm-hmm. with her hair being screwed up, and there'll always be something to laugh about.
Exactly.
It's always fun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.LA. And the deals page at tjriggins.com.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I am a little bit taken aback by the fact that there is something that must be trendy now, and it is in the kitchen. That I don't think I knew about. Maybe the woman in this video that we have that's talking about it, maybe she's not describing it as to what I know it is. But evidently it's a thing, and she's insulting the people who use these things in the kitchen. Listen.
If I come to your house and I ask you for salt and pepper and you hand me those LED lit salt and pepper shakers, the ones that look like you're literally curing your acrylic nail, I'm leaving your house. Like, how unchic of you. How disgusting.
Why?
Okay, so now I've seen the salt and pepper shakers where you squeeze, it's automatic and you squeeze it and it starts grinding and a light comes on in it. But the ones I've seen are just clear lights. They're not the fluorescent or you know, any of that kind of stuff. Do they make them with the fluorescent lights and stuff?
Yes. So when you turn, like they're sitting here and you turn them over and they automatically start, you know, it's a blue, like LED kind of light.
Okay. Yeah. It kind of turns blue.
Blue.
Yeah. But I mean, I can see that being, as she described it, unchic.
Unchic.
I don't understand why.
Oh, sure you do. Come on. You wouldn't really? Go to a nice, yeah, I think you wouldn't go to a really upscale restaurant and they pull out a salt and pepper shaker with like an LED light in it.
Yeah, that's bright blue or purple or something like that.
It just kind of lights up to make you know that salt's coming out. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What do I know? But I don't care.
But do you have them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm offended. Yeah.
You are cheek.
Yeah, and I bought them for a lot of people for Christmas because it was like a few years. It was like the new thing. So my parents have them. My in-laws have them. I think they're cool.
They are cool. You're absolutely right. I would totally have
them. I think they're great.
I want two sets if you got them.
Now I'm mad. I'm about to walk down to my basement and get mine and bring them up and show you. They're not bad.
Yeah, I was talking about like at a restaurant or something.
Oh. Yeah.
And you had those on the table at a nice restaurant. That's what Riggins was mentioning too.
Yeah. Lindsay, do you live in a Whataburger?
I wish. You know what she's talking about? Clearly she gets her nails done. There's this thing that they put over your acrylic nail to cure it. Mm-hmm. And it looks exactly like that. You tip it up and nothing comes out. It's just a light, but
yeah,
they look very similar.
Right.
It's certainly not disgusting. I mean, I think that's where it's not disgusting. Give me a break. It's not disgusting.
No, I mean, I was just picturing being at a, I don't know, like a 5-star steakhouse or something. And then they had those on the table.
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think probably I would like it because it's always too dark in there for my old eyes to see.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those pull out my flashlight on my phone to read the menu.
Same.
And you talk about unchic.
Listen, gotta do what you gotta do.
I'll start wearing my little headlamp. Ordering. So,
yeah, you're fine.
Oh my God, Riggins.
Oh, no.
Sorry. White trash.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, man. I'm seeing more and more stories of people trying to turn dogs into vegans. Are y'all seeing all of that? Didn't we talk about that one day when it first started happening?
Sure. Years ago, they started talking about having more vegan dogs and how it's more sustainable to have a vegan dog. It's like, oh my gosh.
Mm. Well, I think a lot of that is because the vegan industry has taken a hit financially because people, you know, didn't. You know, you got all of these products that are supposed to be, you know, just as good as meat, you know, and then people realize they're not. Yeah. They're not as good as, they don't taste nearly as good as what the meat version of it tastes like.
Yeah.
So they're trying, I believe, the vegan industry is trying their best to get back financially soaring. And now they're trying to put that on poor dogs.
Yeah.
Don't do that to your dog. Your dog wants to eat meat. It's designed to eat meat, just like humans are.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that dog loves you unconditionally. You treat him better. Give him some meat.
Yeah. The brand of dog food I buy for my dog, they also have a vegetarian recipe. So no meat. I don't know that it's vegan, but it's all vegetables.
What dog is like, carrots, lettuce?
I know.
Only if it's mixed with meat.
Right.
You know, like Kibbles and Bits has all that kind of stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know, they're still getting the meat taste. That's all they want.
Sure.
But, you know, and if you say, who are you to judge on this? Well, you know, you don't even have a dog anymore. Well, I'll have you know that I am closer to being a dog food expert than most people in your average day-to-day life. I went to the Purina corporate headquarters and I tasted a new line of dog food that they had. It was the chef-inspired dog food. And because we endorsed them, did commercials for them, I had to go up there and the lady would fix each dish that she used to, you know, give to Purina for their new dog food. So it was people food, but it was made in thinking of how a dog is going to like it. So I basically ate the inspiration for dog food.
You did?
Which is incredible that you did that. Like,
it was one of the dumbest things I've ever been. I know. Oh my God.
I mean, but
sitting in a test kitchen with a bunch of other stupid DJs.
But you're an expert now.
Yeah, I am. So I know dogs don't want vegan stuff. Yeah, dogs want meat. Please.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.LA and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, we got something that's really funny. Give you an idea of what the video looks like, where we're going to play you the audio. It is a lady sitting right in front of her computer camera. She's leading her Bible study group on Facebook Live. And she's wearing a green dress and a wig to match.
Ooh.
So she's wearing a short green wig to match. She's got the glasses, like an older woman wears the glasses. I may even have the chain on them. And while she's doing her Bible study, her husband walks slowly behind her with a plate in his hand as if he's going to microwave it. No shirt, just staring into the camera. And then he walks back by the camera, and her reaction to it is really funny. Listen. Oh, hold on. Sorry. I had to turn it up. Listen.
Ain't that going to hinder you from obeying your helper? Get rid of it. It's no good. That's why God have to take people out of our... I'm on the line, baby. I'm on the line. What are you doing? No. Y'all, excuse my husband. Excuse my husband. He don't know. Lord, have mercy.
Oh my
I'm on God. The live. So Lindsay, I'm on the you live. Guys are calling Lindsay Look the live.
The live, yeah.
Go do the live.
Go do the live. So he was just shirtless?
He may have been in his underwear too. I couldn't tell. I could just see him, you know, from his belly up. And he's looking in the camera like, what is she doing?
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be crazy if he was like walking around naked or something? I'm on the live.
That's my husband. Excuse my husband.
Know. He doesn't know.
He's probably like, dude, you look crazier than I do right now.
He probably came in there going, who are you yelling at? Yeah. Ain't nobody here.
She was. She was exalting it. She was really screaming
green
it.
Green wig.
My wife needs to take some lessons from her about how to conduct a Bible study.
That's what I was thinking.
I love that.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted. Granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, the Powerball drawing happens tomorrow night. The jackpot, over $1.7 billion. The drawing, I think they do it around midnight, so you're going to have to stay up late. But record numbers of Americans are heading out to buy their $2 Powerball tickets. That's what they cost, right?
Well, I don't know what the scale is because they asked me sometimes if you want the da 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 da, I'm like, I don't know what all of those stages are. But the lady the other day said, you just the regular $2 ones. So, but I don't know what the other ones are.
See, that's why I don't go get them. I know nothing. I wouldn't even know what to say.
It's like the most confusing setup with that, with all the, like the rolls of tickets. And, but people seem to know like the back of their hand when they're getting them, they're like, I want four pick sixes. I want the lucky charms. And I want the basketball, you know, freedom prize.
The zing zangers, like, uppers, downers.
Yeah. So it's crazy. So yeah, this is the third largest jackpot in history. And if no one gets the jackpot on Saturday, it is very likely to become the largest jackpot ever. So good luck to anybody playing the Powerball this weekend. A lot of money at stake. Josh Duhamel is in the news. Remember Duhamel?
And he's hot right now.
Yes.
He's in that show that's on Netflix, I believe. And yeah, he's kind of aged with time. You know, he's got a little gray salt and pepper. That's a handsome dude. And,
he's one of those that my wife says, now when he was young, I didn't think that much of him, but since he's gotten older, he's gotten so much better looking than he is. Woo.
Yeah.
I mean, he is handsome.
So handsome.
Yeah. He's a good looking
dude. Fergie
was
with him in his younger day and he wasn't that great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got a new wife. He's got a wife now and two kids, one kid with Fergie and then another kid with this new wife. Apparently Josh Duhamel is living off the grid an hour and a half outside of Fargo, North Dakota. He's been building a apocalypse cabin for the last 15 years. And I guess he just goes back and forth from North Dakota to Hollywood. Yeah. What a weird life.
But
to
I'm
live,
thinking
right?
that those shows that he does now are probably they're set in other places, not Hollywood, because they're out in the country and they're, you know, things of that nature, you know, but yeah, he said he's 90% ready to go, completely off the grid at any time.
Is he a weirdo? You're saying apocalypse, no. Like he believes in all, like.
That's the way they describe this cabin that he's been building. It's ready for the apocalypse. He's got food storage and like underground shelters, and he's been working on it for over a decade. So kind of an interesting life for a Hollywood actor to go live off the grid. But there is something that's trending in the news, and I will get to cover it all coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.la and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, there's a story that's trending in the news, but I forgot. I want to ask TJ before the end of the show. Is there any update on that little dork that was running around the radio station at your other job, spreading rumors that you were trying to, you know, cause disruption in the building? Is there any update on that?
No, there's no update. Nothing. It's been all quiet on the radio front.
Good, I guess.
Are you disappointed by that? Don't you like, to me, it was kind of exciting. It reminded me of like old school radio wars. Like it was fun. And like, you're like kind of fighting behind the scenes and then it all kind of plays out on the radio. To me, that's fun.
Yeah. And, but I don't think he thought it was fun. I do have a little bit of an update. You remember when I played that thing where I was being silly and I pitched the guy's voice way down, like he was in the witness protection program and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I heard that the guy that doesn't like me or whatever, for lack of a better description, doesn't speak to him anymore.
No. You're kidding. That is so salty. I did not, this guy needs to be fired. I'm over. You see, you're getting me heated again. You're out, dude. You're out.
You heard it here first. Lindsay,
I really, really think if the company had to choose between him and me, they would choose him
to go.
no, choose him to stay. They,
no, you're not.
Know, because I'm telling you, he's higher on the totem pole than I am. I am the lowest on the totem pole of the hosts and all at the radio station.
But nobody likes him. Or is it just me?
Well, I don't know. You're certainly the most vocal person that doesn't like him, but, and I don't want to cause any more drama. If you think that there's already sort of some bad blood, I don't want to cause any more drama by keep no, on, I mean, you know, by,
as they say, it is what it is. any, it is what it drama, is. Drama really other than that. And I just thought that was funny. And so did the guy who said that he's not speaking to him anymore.
I'm sure he thought it was hysterical, of course, because he understands like why this is so silly and ridiculous.
Yeah. I want to tap into this more. I got to tap it. Should I get him on Lindsay Luck? I got a lot of questions for this guy. I'm telling you. It could end up bad.
I would like it to end up bad. Well, if there's any update, we'll be sure to share it on social media at TJ Riggins Show. Like, fingers crossed, you know?
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at aquila.la and the deals page at tjriggins.com.